Hello friends, today I am telling you about a beautiful mantra which helps you get over negativity and it helps you get justice, helps you fight all those people who are thinking evil about you and convert their mind towards positivity and help you convert them into your favorites and your friends. This is a very special goddess. Her name is Varahi. Varahi goddess, it has a face of a boar and she has a capacity to lift the earth by her two special teeth which she has in front. In Hindu tantric study, some people say that she is a devil goddess, but actually not. She is like goddess Lakshmi. She is a goddess of abundance. Lakshmi goddess blesses you with lot of wealth, but goddess Varahi helps remove all the negativity out of anybody's life. Sometimes when there is money, there is also negativity in with that money. So this particular goddess helps you remove the negativity along with attached to all the worldly abundances that one acquires. So it deletes all the negative people from your life and helps in converting enemies into friends, and it deletes the bad relationship and helps in converting into good relationship with all those people who you think about and you want to befriend. So it is said that you need to just think about this goddess Varahi and you chant this small mantra and it helps you overcome all your enemies and convert them into friend and win over all what you think is being lost out of your hands. So the mantra is like this: Om Am Glam Am Namo Bhagavati Vartali Vartali Varahi Varahi Vara Amuk Khi Vara Mukhi Am Glam Tha 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 Hum Fat Swaha. I hope you will follow this mantra and you can bring a lot of positivity along with all the worldly wealth in your life. Thank you.
Hello friends, this is Vita and once again I'm connecting to you through my Dolce Vita podcast, and it has been a while since I got connected on this, but now all what is happening around us, whatever you are experiencing, all the fears, all the quarantine and all the insecurity which is coming across our mind is disturbing, but you know, a certain kind of peace will emerge out of this. I am seeing that this quarantine has united so many families. People who were not staying, tolerating each other, are today confined in their houses and are helping each other in the daily household, in the chores what they do, in calling up children, in helping each other, acquiring a new skill, working out together, cooking together, cleaning together, laughing together, doing some charity work, or connecting to their friends online who are sitting far away Well, this quarantine, I'm sure, is teaching us all what we could not learn by going out into the world, because this is all about moving inwards rather than moving outwards. The outward education is indeed very important for us, for our survival, but for a healthy sustenance, it is the inward look which we need to look upon, and nothing better than this quarantine. I wish we all can get together and we pray for the well-being of everybody. Our Mother Earth, our planet is healing. I'm sure a lot of blessings from all those creatures who cannot talk, who cannot speak, is coming our way. And a lot good is going to happen in the coming days and coming years. Because I guess somewhere we were intruding upon their land, their sea, their airspace. And now when we give them their space and confine ourselves, I'm sure they too are very forgiving and really merciful and have a very large heart which is going to bless the humankind. So friends, again, this is that part of year when in India we celebrate Navratri. Navratri is a period of 9 auspicious nights in which a lot of worshipping happens, fasting happens, followed also by feasting. And you wear interesting clothes, have interesting food, rather a different kind of food during this period. And today I want to sum up, rather, you know, in the process I was trying to educate myself as to what is the importance of each day of Navratri. So I have compiled some information and upgraded myself on this, and this podcast is for the millennials and of course all those people who are interested in knowing what Navratri Puja is all about. Besides all what you see, ringing the bell, singing the chants, and this is not just that, there is much more than that, and I'm going to elaborate on this. So follow me here on my future episodes. Thank you. So friends, we start. The first day of Navratri starts with the puja of the goddess Shailputri. Shailputri, now to tell you the fact, is a daughter of Kailash. Kailash is Himalayas, and Himalayas have from the beginning of this world have had a very strong impact on our mythological stories which we get to hear. So Shailputri is daughter of the mighty Kailash, and being from the top of the mountain. Now, this is a very interesting aspect as to why Shailputri emerges from the Kailash. You know, whatever happens, we use this phrase, this is the tip of an iceberg. So similarly, from the peak of Himalaya, Shailputri emerges. That means a person who has achieved the heights, who has very deep-rooted knowledge, and she emerged from the mighty Himalayas, from the peak of the Himalayas, and is full of valor, courage, knowledge, brightness, and all the virtues which one can think of course, beauty being one of them. While worshipping Shailputri. Now you can have Shailputri of your, just close your eyes and imagine a very pretty girl, very charming, full of brightness, happiness, cheerfulness, and she carries in her hand the lotus flower. Now, what is a lotus flower? You know, in Indian mythology, lotus flower has a great significance over, like, there are so many other flowers, but it is worshipped, it is revered over all the other flowers because this is the most beautiful flower and it keeps itself untouched when it emerges out of a marshy land, and it does not get dirty, by though it derives its strength from the marshy or the dirty water where it grows. So, and of course, it also grows kind of solitary and it blooms and is the most beautiful flower. So Shailputri, if you see her pictures, you would see that in one of her hands she has this beautiful flower and the lotus flower, and in the other hand is a Trishul. Now, Trishul symbolizes a lot of courage, that she can be as delicate as a flower, but she has a strength of mighty Himalaya, and which is depicted through her Trishul. The color which signifies Shailputri is yellow. Now, yellow color, you know, spreads so much of brightness and happiness and cheerfulness. So this is the color which describes Shailputri, our daughter of the mighty Himalaya or the Kailash. And she is seen with a bull. Now, we all know how hard it is to manage a bull in Spain, and we've seen those bull fights and how they have those bull runs, and all over, even in India, they used to have this bull fight. So, if she can tame a bull, the bull is shown standing by her side, all tamed and very orderly. So Shailputri has a power which, through which she can tame the wildest bull, and she knows how to manage the world with her softness, just like a flower. And if not that, then she knows where to use her power, and that's why she carries a Trishul. I hope you would have got some understanding about why the first day starts with Shailputri, the mighty goddess, a form of Durga. Thank you. Hey friends, now day one of Navratri is celebrated as, or is dedicated to Ma Shailputri, but day two is celebrated in honor of Ma Brahmacharini. Now all those people who know Hindi would understand what Brahmacharya is, but for ones who don't know, it is celibacy. Now, in our scriptures, it is said that whenever you wish to achieve something really gigantic, get into celibate model. Means celibate means to be pure in your thoughts, action, in your physical being, and whatever you do. If you give yourself 100% with commitment of body, mind and soul, there is no reason why you cannot achieve what you want to achieve. Now, from this celibacy, how is it depicted in our scriptures? It is represented by the color green. So the day two color of Brahmacharini Ma is color green. Green is a color of progression, growth, knowledge, spiritual attainment, and Ma Brahmacharini would be seen with in one hand she would have the spiritual beads which she uses for doing her meditation or chanting, means the spiritual beads which she has in the hand, they symbolize her all the time commitment to spiritual growth. And in the other hand, she carries a kamandal. Now, very few people these days, I'll say our millennials, would not even know what kamandal is. Kamandal is a very small vessel. So this vessel, our ancient sages and saints used to carry, and it used to be just one vessel which they would possess, and they would use it for so many kinds of chores, whatever they used to perform. And mostly it was their kind of, I won't say it was a bhiksha patra. I will not say it is a bowl, but not a begging bowl, in which they would collect food, whoever gave them. They would collect it's an offering bowl. So they would collect food or whatever's offered to them, they would take it in that. And it is the same bowl through which they would drink water, same bowl through which, in which they will have their meals also. So they have this, what you see in her hand is this kamandal. And she is a very divine being. So you understand, like day one we practice, we see that and we worship the Ma who is born. Day two we worship the Ma who is a celibate and who is hungry for knowledge and practices a lot of spirituality. So gradually you would see by the day nine all the different aspects of the powerful goddess. Hey friends, welcome back. And now let's talk about the day three goddess after Shelputri and our Brahmacharini. The day three goddess is goddess Chandraghanta or Chandraghanta Ma. Now Chandraghanta Ma is a very enormous, elaborate, virat roop of mother, because you can imagine mother with 10 hands, and she's represented by grey color. Now why grey color? Because grey is a mix of black and white. So a mix, how much of black and how much of white is up to you. We all have that in our day-to-day life. Now, Chandraghanta, as she is named, is because it seems we all go through mood swings. Like the 14 days of moon, it starts from a full moon, goes to a crescent. Now, like suppose you are super happy and cheerful on a full moon, and gradually as the time commences, you could be irritable, a little irritable or more irritable or really mad when you totally shut off and it becomes kind of a black or a no moon night. So similarly, Chandraghanta Ma with her 10 hands is out to give a big lesson. And the lesson is that in her 10 hands, she carries different weapons and different mudras. Like her one hand shows that she is in Abhay Mudra. Abhay Mudra is a mudra where, like, she says, don't fear. And she's in the blessing mode. So long as you are doing, as her follower, as her devotee are doing the best, she is going to be helpful, cheerful, and would guide you. And she has Abhay Mudra in one of her hands, and she's carrying again her favorite flower, the lotus, about which I just spoke about in my previous episode. So the two things say a lot about her. In another hand, all the peaceful things I'm first depicting, right? She again is carrying the praying beads, and in one hand again the kamandal, the vessel which she carries. But if you are a good devotee and you have somebody, your hater, bothering you, then your goddess is not going to spare that person at all, because she has in her hand bow and arrow, she has a sword and a shield, and she also carries the gada of Hanuman, and of course her favorite all time, the Trishul. So friends, let us not forget that a woman forever tries her level best to safeguard herself, her loved ones, through prayers, with love, with cheerfulness. But if things get out of control, she is left with no option but to use her weapons, which she is empowered by nature to use, but she does not pick them up because that is not her first choice. And of course, Chandraghanta Ma is shown with the mighty, fierce lion, depicting only the fact that she has the powers to ride the ferocious lion. She has the power to control, and she can take anybody to task who is getting thoroughly wild. So again, the physical form of energy power is depicted through Chandraghanta Ma, and we all need to bow to her, because we see Chandraghanta Ma in the nature when we ourselves, especially during these times of coronavirus, when we saw that we were really abusing the nature, you saw how Mother came into being and she shut all the humans inside the houses, punished them, and she gave time to all her loved ones who were yelling for help from the sea, from the sky, from the land. And she pushed the humans into the houses and set those animals, birds and marine animals, free. So friends, she is there for everybody. We need to be watchful on our deeds. And one more thing, yes, she carries the symbol of crescent moon in the form of a bell on her head to remind a person that life is not forever a full moon. It can also be a moonless dark night, but the times change. Always be positive. Always be forward-looking. Hey friends from all over the world, this is Vita once again, and then today I'm going to talk about day 4. Day 4 is also in Hindi called the Chaturthi. Chaturthi means 4. Chatu means 4, Thi is Tithi. So fourth day. Now fourth day, the goddess is called Kushmanda Ma. Kushmanda Ma. Kush is another word for pumpkin. Now this is a bit confusing. What Kush and pumpkin and mother, how does it relate? Well friends, let me tell you this, that pumpkin is considered a very divine fruit, and pumpkin was the food of the gods, of the saints, and pumpkin is considered to be a super wholesome food, and that is the reason it has been given such a high pedestal. And Kushmanda Ma has been also named by and compared with pumpkin. Now pumpkin, they say the plant, the fruit, it just like Ashwath tree. There is another tree called Ashwath. This tree generates oxygen 24 hours, so it is comparable to that. Now Kushmanda, if we break the word, Ku means small, Shma means energy, and Anda means egg. So this is Kushmanda. The color that signifies this goddess is orange, because orange is the color of light, orange is color of sun, power, lot of positivity, vigor, valor, and hence the name. Now Kushmanda Ma is considered to have 8 hands, and she is the Adi Shakti Ma, and she is the goddess who brought the whole kainat, the srishti, or the whole world into existence. So she is considered to be super 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 powerful mother, and she is highly decorated, and she has 4 hands. Now in her 4 hands, Kushmanda Ma is said to be carrying in one hand her kamandal, about which I have already explained what kamandal is, a teer, a kaman, of course a lotus. Now she also carries a chakra, which has the power to slit anybody's neck who is not behaving, or whoever is troubling her disciple. And then she carries a gada in her hand, and of course the praying beads. And in one hand she is carrying a kalash. Now this kalash signifies life. So you would see in many households they have a kalash at the entrance drawn, or doing puja also they put a kalash. So this is the significance of the kalash. And then of course the vahana that the goddess believes in is again the lion. And now you can make it out, because now she is determined to bring something to life by prayer, with love, and if something is not as per her rules, then of course with her anger, her dhanush, baan, bow and arrow, or the chakra or the gada which she is carrying. And again a super powerful mother goddess, because she has the power to tame a lion. So Kushmandama brings us to life, and she has the power to even live in the sun. So she is a super, super strong goddess, and if you worship her, all her qualities you can imbibe in yourself. Thank you, and a happy Navaratri. Continue enjoying it. Hey friends, I'm very sure you are enjoying your journey of the Navaratras with me, because each day I'm trying to tell you the virtues which each Ma depicts and why we worship and what is it that we have to learn from her. So now, you know, as you would have noticed, we started with Shailputri Ma, where she is just born. Then there is a Brahmacharini. She is a young girl, and you know, she was just 8 years old when she started praying to God to get Lord Shiva as her husband. So she is called the Brahmacharini. Then she is the Chandraghanta. The Chandraghanta Ma, like with all her tapasya and all the austerities which she did, like she became super powerful. And Chandraghanta Ma had developed the powers of lion, managing a lion, and developed 10 hands, and was like, had total control over her moods, and she could behave at one point a beautiful damsel, and at the second time she can show her anger. So she kindly, like, as the life progressed, she became very strong, and then from there she transforms into Kushmanda, who is ready to produce this whole world or get the existence into being. And now we enter to the day 5. Day 5 is the Skandamata. Skandamata is the mother of Kartike. Kartike is the offspring of Shiv and Parvati, and he was considered to have 5 heads and a super powerful person. And Skandamata is depicted by white color. She is so happy with herself after being blessed with Kartike. So she is generally shown very peaceful, pure, and happy, satisfied, full of knowledge and righteousness, and she believes in total action. She has total control over Ichha, and she promotes righteousness and knowledge, and is a firm believer of peace and purity. I guess every mother is. No mother ever wants to have any kind of problem or wants any kind of war happening around, or their children suffering, or the world going through a bad time like we are seeing these days, the COVID virus, so much of uncertainty. So when your baby is born, you see she is so happy and content that she has given up her weapons. All what you see in her hand is Kartike and the lotus flower, and she's so happy and satisfied. And believe you me, from the distance you see the mighty lion guarding her happiness. So this is the Panchami, the 5th day, and the color of the day is white, and Skandamata has 4 hands. So I just told you she has lotus in both her hands and her varmudra. Varmudra is to, she's ready to give you a boon, whatever you want, she's ready to offer, because She is herself so fulfilled, so happy, so satisfied. I guess sounds very familiar, right? From our day to day, from our own mother. So much like her. So, this is Kandamata, and in my next episode, I'll tell you something more and more intriguing. Thank you. Welcome back, friends. Now, let's talk about the day 6. Day 6 of Navratri is dedicated to Goddess Katyayani. She is very fond of color red. Now, color red depicts two things. One is love, another is anger. So, she is full of both. She is limitless. Like her love, when she's in love with you, she will give you so much, in Hindi as they say, chappar phaad ke. Like you'll get enormous abundance of everything, worldly wealth, spiritual wealth, health wealth, everything she gives you. But if anybody it goes against the law of nature, then she becomes fierce out of anger, and she develops the powers of destroying everything, and then she becomes kind of unmanageable. So Devi is, you would see her with, you know, if you see the picture of Devi, you would, you please go to my Facebook account also, where I have tried to draw the goddess. You will see that in one hand she has the Abhay Mudra. Abhay Mudra is that be brave, don't be scared of anything in life. Second hand, she gives you the Var Mudra. Var Mudra means that she is ready to oblige you with all what you want. Another hand, she has the lotus, the flower. Again, I have explained about lotus in my previous episode. But in one hand, she has a long spear ready to bring it to action if anybody is misbehaving. So she believes in justice. She believes that there should be no ignorance, and she has a very broad vision. She has the powers to see the invisible, to feel the subtle world, and she has the power to bring that subtle world into being and can bring the scare out of you. The most powerful machinery she created is the human being. And see, when she gets angry, she knows how to put you back in the place by invisible force. Our COVID virus is an invisible virus which is not even easily visible with a microscope, leave alone with the naked eye. So with such a small maybe it's a few micron existence, but it has the capacity to scare the biggest of leaders, nations, and has for the first time in the mankind put to hold the flights, the temples, the mosques, the churches, the gurudwaras. Everything is on a mass shut. So this is the power of Goddess Katyayani, to whom we all bow, because it is her anger which we have to salute and we have to give in and understand that if we do wrong, we must immediately get the corrective action done. It seems, you know, Goddess Katyayini was born when so many demigods got angry. So she is the end product of anger of the demigods. So friends, I guess, you know, anybody, any woman, man, anybody can get the powers of Devi Katyayini when the lines are crossed. It is only then, because if you see out of her four hands, her three hands are busy giving love. It is only one hand she is using the spear, because she wants you to walk on dharma, on truth. She wants you to control the vices with which the world is full of. So if we all work towards the right direction, I'm sure we'll have the blessings of Goddess. Thank you, friends, for this episode, and we move forward for the next. Welcome back again, friends. Now, today, we are going to talk about Goddess Kalratri. Kalratri. Now, Goddess Kalratri, you all know as Goddess Kali also. Goddess Kali is when somebody exceeds all limits, then she comes into being. And then she doesn't see what is happening. She is all out on a rampage. The color which depicts this goddess is royal blue, because she is all blue with venom, blue with anger, and it is hard for her to stop anymore, because it is the limit which has been crossed, and this is the most fierce and terrifying form of the goddess. Because the Kalratri is celebrated, of course, on the Saptami, the seventh day, and the goddess, because she follows and she wants her disciples to follow the path of dispassion, knowledge, vairagya. And she wants that everybody behaves a certain way as per the laws of nature, laws of world. And if, despite warnings, time and again, correction, if people don't listen, then she comes in the form of tsunamis, in form of COVID, in form of hurricanes, and she is on a rampage. And her vahan is considered to be a donkey. This time it is not the lion, it is not the bull, this time it is the donkey. And can you believe why a donkey? Because donkeys are considered to be very stuck up. So she comes out to tame the donkey. So that is why you would see a donkey associated with her. Now, she is also depicted with four hands, and again, despite being so angry, three of her hands have, one has the Abhay Mudra, one has the Var Mudra, and in one hand she has a beautiful lotus, and in the other hand she is carrying a sword. So anybody who is not listening, beware of the sword which she carries. And not to miss, you know, her decoration which is worn, her ornament around her neck is nothing but a big garland of skulls, of all those people who did not listen to her. So she is angry, and you would see that, you know, there is a story which you must have heard from your parents, that once the goddess got so angry, and she was in her most fierce mood, and Lord Shiva got very upset with that. He said, now she is out of control, what should I do? So he went and he lay in her feet, and when she stomped over him, she realized that the god is in her feet, and that's why you always see her with a red colored tongue out. So that is a typical way of depicting that, you know, when she was so angry that she did not realize that she stomped the god also. So this is the beautiful goddess Kalratri. Navratri advances, we reach Ashtami. Ashtami, if you see, you know, it is a day of rejoicing. You would see young little girls running from one house to other, because in the households they make so many nice things, especially puri chole in India, and people worship these young girls, and they give them gifts, they give offerings, they give food to these young beautiful girls and wash their feet, just to remind, to recollect and recall that woman is meant to be given a lot of respect, regard, and she should be given that pedestal in life that she should be compared only to goddess and nothing second to that. So friends, after Kalratri comes the Mahagauri Ma on the eighth day. Ma is depicted with pink color. Now what is pink color? Pink color is all for beautiful life, like as it is, pink is synonymous with spring, so many flowers and beautiful and birds and bees and happiness around, like pink of health, pink of everything in life. So, and the goddess you would see is so peaceful. Generally she is wearing white clothes and very subtle, peaceful, and again she has four hands, and you would see for the first time that mother carries a damru in her hand. Now what is damru? Damru is an instrument which you also see with Lord Shiva. But Ma has a damru, means she is out to celebrate. She has had her son, her children. She has brought them up. They are big. She is happy with life. She has been angry. She has been a teacher. She has done everything, and she is a very fulfilled person, and that is why she is so pink. But again, don't forget that she carries a trishul also. She has in her both the hands, like she is giving that Abhay Mudra and Var Mudra, that she wants to bless you with both hands. She wants to celebrate life, but in one hand she is guarding the world with her trishul. And of course this goddess is depicted with both her vahan. One is the lion and the nandi bull. So she seems super happy with herself and the nature, and she is in the extreme mode of being of blessing everybody. So you see that the contrasting nature of a woman from Kalratri, where she was out and God himself had to come to wake her up from her slumber where she had gone so angry with life. Now, and the same mother is so peaceful and serene that she is epitome of beauty and love and wants to be so giving, and her heart is so enormous and she is all out for celebration. So friends, celebrate Ashtami with full enjoyment and pray to God that God please bring us happiness the way we were. I want all these negative forces to be gone. God, please forgive us for all the wrong that we've done. I'm sure the goddess is forgiving. Mother Nature is forever forgiving. That's all. That's what I want to express also through my paintings. These are my dedications to the goddess. My prayers to rise us up, to help us cope this difficult time, to help our families and our loved ones, and give courage to those families who have lost people from their families. And may God come down and help us. We are very sorry, and for all the trial times, Goddess, please come. Thank you. Friends, day 9 is a very happy day, but also a little nostalgic because it brings to an end a 9-day journey full of so much of celebration, but then an assurance of coming back again. So the day 9 belongs to Siddhi Dhatri Ma. Now, her favorite color is purple. Purple is also a color of wisdom, wisdom, attainment, supreme. The supreme is color purple. Now, because she is a Siddhi Ma, Siddhi means it is a wealth. It is something which you acquire by practice. Now, you would have seen sometimes that you say a word or you remember somebody, that person comes in front of you. You think that you want something, and another day you see somebody walks into your house with the present of same. Perhaps, you know, unknowingly you have acquired the powers. You have been truthful in your action, thought, and spiritual in your spirituality. That whatever you think, it comes true. Whatever you say, it comes true. So this is a wealth in which you acquire things without action, without working for it. So this is the boon which she gives you. This is the when the ma or the mother or the goddess is happy with you, she blesses you with the siddhis. And you can acquire anything, even without desiring about them. You would much later realize that you needed those things, but the goddess is so kind that she would provide you all those things, all the worldly or the spiritual wealth, much before you even desire the same. So she is really blissful, happy, and you would see the mother emerging from a lotus or resting on a lotus. You would see in her four hands, in one she has the shankh. Now, shankh, in Indian culture we blow this conch shell and the vibration which it produces. especially the Dahini Shankh, which opens to the right of its own, is considered very, very auspicious. So she is carrying a conch shell in her hand, which is a message of peace and prosperity. In another hand, she has a lotus flower. But in the remaining two hands, she carries, one is the Sudarshan Chakra, which is swinging round her finger and ready to attack if anything goes out of order. And of course, a gada also in her hand. She sits peacefully on a lotus, but she is alert. She's watchful. She's looking. She's looking at her devotee. She's also looking at the haters of her devotee. She knows when to punish her own devotee and when to guard her own devotee of all those people who are against the person. So she blesses you with all her love, with all the wisdom. That is why the purple color, the color of the crown chakra, is purple. She gives you all the siddhis of life. And with this comes the end of the Navaratri season. Another thing which I was thinking, why 9 nights? Perhaps 9 is a month very figure which is very close to us women. In 9 months, we can produce a baby. Perhaps that is why 9 rupes of the goddess. But whatever, it has been a beautiful journey. I really loved this Navratri because I got to read so much about the mothers and to draw them with my own imagination, which I have saved and shared with my friends. And once again, as Navratri advances, I pray, God, please bring peace to the mankind. Please help us, God. Enough, we have all been through this life. We understand and we shall abide. Thank you, Goddess. Thank you, everybody.